weeks after dominating public discussions on social media, where many people said they feared the financial company is a scam operation, Silicon Valley shares has come under fire from the Bank of South Sudan. In a letter seen by South Sudan in Focus, the central bank says Silicon Valley shares is being investigated on, quote, issues related to compliance with all the relevant laws of South Sudan, end quote. The letter, signed by Deng Arubol, a director at the Bank of South Sudan Supervision Department, directed commercial banks to block and freeze all bank accounts belonging to Silicon Valley shares until further notice after investigations are completed. A bank official who spoke on condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to speak to the media says Ecobank, a pan-African banking conglomerate with operations in 36 African countries, headquartered in Lomé, Togo, also received the directive and is working to implement it.
That account is definitely going to be closed. We are closing the account. We'll hold the funds in one of our South Sudan's ledgers and then close the account until further deliberations from our regulator, Central Bank. My assumption is there are some people who feel this Silicon Valley has defrauded them, because most people have invested and they were told they have an account with Ecobank and they will be credited.
The official says Ecobank received the letter yesterday. Last week, dozens of South Sudanese were stranded at the offices of Silicon Valley Shares. Some of the firm's clients who spoke to this program said they had waited for hours to speak with representatives of the company who had disappeared. A week earlier, some clients of Silicon Valley Shares say they became worried when the company announced its online server was down and it would be back in a few minutes, but it remained down for days. With the latest move by the Bank of South Sudan to freeze the company's account, some Silicon Valley clients say their hopes of making a profit from their investments are shattered. South Sudanese John Otim is one of them.
We are not quite sure even if these people have the money in the bank account. Otherwise, there's no any bank has opened the account in the name of the Silicon Valley shares, what I know. From the beginning, they refer anybody to go to Ecobank. Since the Silicon Valley started, most of the people have gone to Ecobank to open the account there. But there are some people getting money from Ecobank. But when you see the money is reflected to your account, but you see it is not transfer, it is deposit from Silicon Valley shares. The 100% we have lost already the business. That one, you cry alone.
Otim says he lost $40,000, including his expected profit. He says he saw the central bank's letter ordering the freeze on all Silicon Valley shares accounts. Otim says clients like him in South Sudan have yet to agree on their next course of action, but some have contacted the police. Peter Benmeyom, a finance officer with the Silicon Valley shares, asserts that the central bank letter is fake and that their bank's account are safe.
Yeah, we are aware of, but that was a long... That letter is outdated. It has been cancelled a long time ago. It is a fake letter.
Silicon Valley shares has listed its location as San Jose, California on paper, but has provided no address in several letters of communication with the clients. A fact check by this program a week ago found out that the venture capital firm could be a scam. There is no company listed by that name in the directory Crunchbase.com. In addition, while the company says they are in downtown San Jose, its phone numbers are not the right area code for that California city in the U.S. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.